Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through the word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they all also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteousness, Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me, and make known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. So beautiful, we are all invited to be one in Jesus, one in God. But as you know, as we know, when we say we are one, that means we love one another. Then there's the presence of Jesus. He promised, no? Where two or three united in my name, I am in our midst. So only Jesus in our midst. Only when we love another, then there's the presence of God within us. God is promising that whatever we ask, we will be given in His name. That means in unity with the will of God. So we ask this special grace to have this strong faith in God, that He loves us. He wants to share His life with us. But only way we can have Him to dwell with us, you have the open heart. You have to have the space for Him to enter. We have to welcome Him. He's really, really willing to stay with us. But if our heart is closed, sometimes not by the will, but the behavior, because whenever we are not trying to do the will of God, we close the door for God to enter. Where there is love, there is entrance for the Lord, for God to enter. So, it's every day we have to renew our promise. He said that, Father, they all may be one. We believe this. We are all called to be one by living the new commandment of Jesus. Love one another as I have loved you. Ask Him to give us a special grace of love as He loved. That means to love unconditionally, to love all people. God loves us, so that He shares His love for others. But first of all, we have to invite Him to ourselves. Only with His love, then we can truly love others. Then we can have the true peace. We pray for another, that we have the special grace today, in a special way, try to love all people around us, so that His presence be always felt among us. He said, promise, with 2 or 3 united in my name, I am in your midst.